If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every kid says they're going to do this at some point in their life.
Oh, sure.
And when they're young, it's adorable.
Yeah.
When they're teenagers, however, your kid just disappearing is a more serious situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And apparently, it's also a situation that you as a parent can get in trouble for?
I did not know this.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. This story comes to us from... had some soda, I burped. This story comes to us from Batavia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another one of our break room one-line stories.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, a 46-year-old man has been arrested for endangering the welfare of a child, for failing to properly supervise his child, and allowing the child to run away from home numerous times.
Oh.
So obviously, we have like zero detail here. And speculating on a story like this would be very irresponsible. And we don't know the age of the kid. That could also change a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. Big time.
But the fact that this story exists, period, is a little surprising. You could be arrested if your kid keeps running away from home?
And you don't do anything about it, I guess?
Did either of you know this?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
But that means you've run away to the point where you've called the authorities, because that's how the authorities know they've run away many times.
True. Well, I would think that if your kid runs away at all and you don't know where they are, you're
calling. They ran away and they came back in a half a day.
You would wait a half a day?
Yeah.
I mean, call the cops if your kid...
I
know kids.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There you go.
I know teenagers that have run away for like a half a day or overnight, and the parents waited it out till the kid came back.
Like, did not know where the kid was.
No, I mean, they probably had an idea, but they didn't even really bother to look. And I'm talking, this is fairly recent.
Oh.
But that's what I would think would get you in trouble as a parent, like not reporting your kid.
But you don't want to jump the gun. Like,
yeah, but if a parent calls immediately because they're concerned... I would think that's the right thing to do. I don't see as a parent like why that would you wouldn't want parents to fear getting in trouble.
Yeah, but let's say the kid splits for 12 hours and you find out he's just
12 hours
jerking around the mall or something.
For 12 hours while the mall's closed?
You said overnight. Okay.
Well, let's see, he's bouncing around a little bit. He's knocking around with his buds, he's talking crap on, he's pissed off. I mean, you gotta let the heat cool down.
Okay, I'm gonna walk you through my thought process as a dad.
Now, you have daughters, a little different.
No, it's not. Boys can get in just as much trouble.
Yeah. No, but girls can get hurt.
So can boys, bro. Most what? Look, if I were to open up my daughter's room at 10 o'clock at night, and it was like that standard Hollywood scene where like the window's open, the wind is blowing.
Yeah, there's like two pillows in the bed.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And she's gone. Mm. First thing I'm doing is I'm calling her phone like 40 times.
Yeah.
If I don't get her, I'm calling her friend's parents. If they don't know where she is, I'm calling the cops.
But don't you think, like, kids all the time have slinked out of the house to go have fun at night.
That doesn't mean you should condone it.
But like,
and this is a running away situation.
But you don't know that. You just open up, and your daughter's room is empty. You do not know. There's no note. I hate you. Your show sucks. Your comedy went nowhere.
You're an embarrassment.
Disappointment on so many levels to your father. But I'm saying, like, if you don't know anything, you walk in and the room's empty. Like, that scenario you just painted.
Yeah.
You're going to call the cops immediately.
Yes, I don't know where my child is.
Yes.
Yeah, but let's say she just ran off with her buddies or a boyfriend.
You have no information, and that's scarier.
But wouldn't you think she's probably either friends or boyfriend type of situation?
You hope.
Having some fun. Don't know. Therefore, Call the cops.
All right, so Sally, who used to work on the old show.
Yeah.
Really buttoned up kid, smart kid, no drama. Mm-hmm. She used to sneak out all the time with her boyfriend, who was an adult. And she came home.
Is this you arguing that I shouldn't call the cops? Because teenage Sally was going out with a grown man without her parents knowing?
But she came home and that father kept overreacting.
That's not an overreaction!
No, but she was fine.
How are you so bad at this?
No, she was fine. She wasn't abducted. She wasn't, you know.
Then technically she was. Not, that's a grown man.
No, but she was. Okay, now we're splitting.
No, we're not splitting hairs. Shut up. That is a felony, bro.
I don't know what she does downstairs.
That's a felony. Oh, teenage Sally.
Doesn't count.
You checkmated yourself.
It doesn't count. It was Jacksonville. So, but I mean, she was a good kid. She snuck out. She had a boyfriend.
Okay.
But I guess my point was she was returned. She showed up at home safely even before the old man was up.
Okay.
So that's a different story because he didn't even know that she was gone.
But let's say he walked into that room and she had
split. In the middle of the night.
And he's thinking, like, God, somebody grabbed her like the Lindbergh baby. It didn't happen.
I'm calling the cops. And by the way, if I find her with a grown-ass man, I want him arrested.
Okay, all right. But let's say...
No, there's no let's say. You just painted the scenario.
And by the way, when I say grown-ass man,
better.
The kid was like 19. She was like 16, 17.
That is a felony.
I understand, but man, it's so close.
No, it's not.
So close.
It's not even Romeo and Juliet law where it's a year off.
I'm just telling you.
252 WCMF.
Jacksonville's different. It's a little different.
No, it's not.
The laws on Jacksonville Beach are just a little
different.
And by
the way, I know that story. He wasn't like 19. He was like a 20-something-year-old kid.
That's a different story and a different person.
Okay, 252 WCMF. We started this conversation about a 46-year-old man in Batavia who was arrested after police say he failed to supervise his child and allowed the child to run away from home numerous times. We don't have a lot of details, and this kind of indicates that as a parent, you can get arrested in trouble for your kid running away multiple times. Does anybody know this, by the way? 252 WCMF, has this happened to you? Because, look, I've never really, Kimmy, judge parents for being in a situation where the kid keeps disappearing.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much you can do when you have a 14 to 17-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, you can't chain him in the house.
No.
Right? That's against the law.
Yeah.
I mean, kids find a way to get out.
Yeah, they're sneaky.
But I've never heard of anybody like Kimmy getting a call from the cops like, you're in trouble if this happens again?
Not that I can remember, or if it happened, nobody ever talked about it.
All right, let me ask you this, and I'm not asking you right now. I will ask you in a second. You sit there and you stay quiet, Tommy Bulay.
Well, Kimmy, I bet you Kimmy snuck out.
To where? Not the dress barn. Kimmy?
Yeah.
In your head, what is the age where a teenage kid can leave? And as, like, say, I'm out of here, I'm never coming back, and you as a parent are not calling the cops?
A teenage kid.
Teenage, okay.
I mean, I guess, like, things get complicated once they start driving, you know what I mean? Because they do kind of have that freedom of going where they want, when they want.
That's I'm not buying my daughter no car.
But I'm sorry, didn't I say don't talk?
But I can understand the concern if you know, things aren't going well. Like, something ends in a fight, and that's why they take off. Like, I think I would be more likely to call if they left in anger.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, but, like, is there an age where it's like, all right, I'm just going to let them go? Is it 16? Is it 17?
Maybe 17, 18, because at that point they're
18.
18, you're
right. Get the hell out of
that's
here.
What I mean. Yeah. So, like, 17, you know, your senior year of high school, probably you're getting ready to go off on your own.
All right. Everybody buckle up. Tommy? What is the age that you feel it is safe for a teenage kid to leave without telling their parents, where the parents should not call the cops?
Do you want a standard age, or can I split it?
You can't. No, because gender has nothing to do with
this. This is standard, federally issued age. I don't give a crap.
Gender has nothing to do with it.
17 for sure.
Okay, what's the minimum age?
16, get your ass out of here. Good luck. Chris Rock tried it. Actually worked out for him. You know?
Yeah.
So at 15, you're calling the cops. 16, they're good on their own.
Well, I mean, what can you do at this point?
Call the cops.
And do what? Bring him back to a house he doesn't want to be at and he already figured out how to get out of here? So, like, to your point, I got to go to work. You got to go to work. How are we keeping this kid in here?
Your work is your child. Your child is part of your work. That
but
is
I'm
you.
Saying, like, I also got to pay the bills. I might have other kids I got to watch. Like, at what point I just cut this kid loose?
So if your 16-year-old takes off and is gone for a week, you're not wondering where they are?
I mean,
you're not
worried
that, like, something happened to them.
By the way, you'll probably know where they are.
But you don't, obviously.
They got the phone going.
They're not going to answer the phone!
And by the way, here's my thought, too.
Oh, my God.
It's like when I let my dog out, right? My dog will sniff all over that yard, see the squirrel over there. You know, coyote over there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He's coming back to the house. He knows where the heat and the food is.
That is
he knows who keeps the cheese.
That is unless
Daddy,
something happened to them.
They always come back to Daddy Cheese.
Or they find someone that is willing to manipulate them for the things that they need.
Okay. I mean.
Okay?
I will say I had a couple of nieces that went down this road.
And how are they? They're all you know, well-functioning adults today, right?
I haven't really kept up with them.
Oh, no.
They keep getting their cell phones repossessed. But, I mean...
Yeah, it's bad when he gets... But, not just turned off, Kimmy. Repossessed.
Yes. But there was nothing you could do because they wanted to go. You know, they wanted to do drugs. They wanted to go have fun. My sister was working three jobs. I mean...
But that's... that's a different situation. You're right. Like, I get it. Like,
what can you do?
There are... No. In that spot, there is only so much you can do.
Yeah.
And there are parents in that situation. You are advocating... To even if you had the ability to, just look the other way and let it happen.
I think you're wasting your time.
Oh, with your kids. You are the worst parent of all time.
Look, at some point, this kid is either going to work it out or they're just a waste of your time.
Oh, my God.
In general.
You love them. That you raised
you
is
love
a waste
them.
Of your time.
They're products of your loin. They got your DNA. Maybe they got some of the bad DNA. I don't know. But what can you do? You look like one of those sex dolls right now.
I look like you and Wegmans the other day. Old man with his mouth wide open walking around.
You're also describing the picture you're painting here is of a kid that's just always gone, always in trouble.
Bad kid.
Like something almost like you expect that behavior from them. But what if it's a kid that's really buttoned up, like never did anything wrong, is always honest with you, and they take off and... You don't hear from them for a few hours. Like, aren't you more likely to call on that kid?
No, that kid's actually pretty sharp. He's intelligent. He'll figure out a way. He's probably already out
there
networking.
You're not worried that, like, this person
networking?
Just...
He's probably already building up a side hustle.
He's the CEO of a call center.
Yeah, he might have already opened up a business. I don't know.
He's a substitute teacher on the side. He's got a whole bunch of things going
on. Really
buttoned
up
smart kid I'm not worried about.
So you're not calling for any kid, then?
I got to wait.
Okay.
It's like in The Fugitive, like how far can a kid get on uneven ground for 12 hours?
I love how you go, it's no big deal, and then compare it to The Fugitive.
No.
It was the one-armed teen.
Yeah.
Paul writes us on Instagram. Again, Duffy on WCMF, the best way to get us on Instagram.
What's he saying? This is good.
He says, the cops got pissed at my mom because I kept sneaking out and running away. I stopped because I didn't want to see her get in trouble for my dumbass. She was a single mom, and I put her through hell. Okay, so that indicates that parents can be held accountable if their kids keep taking
off. But the kid was just out having fun.
Okay, I'm done with you for a second. I'm going to talk to Kimmy again. No! No talking. Kimmy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw this situation when you were a kid. Like, what do you do... When your kids' friends show up at your house.
Oh, like
they got a backpack.
Problems at home.
Yeah.
Like they need somewhere to camp out. Most of the time in the examples I'm thinking of, like those parents kind of let them stay as long as they needed to.
Okay,
I don't know. Yeah, it's tough to send a kid away.
I guess what I'm saying is not that you'd send the kid away, because I think most parents would take that kid in.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, when that kid shows up,
that parent knows.
How do you do that? Because
depends on the relationship you have with that. I mean, I would assume if your kid's been friends with this person long enough that you have somewhat of a relationship with their parent or parents, but.
But walk me through this.
It's like a mystery kid.
Well,
like, I've never seen this kid before. Why are you here?
Let's say you even know the parent, right? You call them up and go, your kid's here and they want to stay the night. They say they got some issues. They're welcome to stay. Even that phone call could feel like a parent chastising another parent for not being a good parent.
So this happened
but
to my own
giving
man.
Giving that parent a peace of mind knowing where their kid is.
Okay. By the way, I didn't give you permission to talk yet.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Tell you right there in the stupid ass burnt orange jumpsuit. You look like you're getting ready to skydive. You right there? You, Chernobyl victim. You were saying,
So I had a buddy of mine. I was at work. And my buddy was in a really bad way with his parents.
Okay.
They got into him and his dad got into an actual fist fight.
Ooh.
And he probably lived 4 or 5 miles from my house in Jupiter. He ran all the way to my parents' condo, ran all the way over to my parents' house. And it was like 7, 8 o'clock at night. And came to my parents, and I'm not even home. And my old man cooled him down, talked to him, put him in the car, drove him back, and then talked to the old man. And I don't know. I didn't know my father had that in him.
Was it like a talking to, like a scolding to the old man?
I don't know. I know my father was a salesman.
Okay.
So I think he approached it that way.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, kids will be kids, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, let's throw. I think my father felt bad for the kid, and you don't want. I think my father's big thing was you don't want anybody to know your business.
Gotcha.
So I think
that's good advice.
But I think that's what helped the guy settle down. Like, I'm not calling the cops. I'm not telling your neighbor. And don't forget, this guy that beat up this kid was on the chair of the Christian school I was on. He was one of the founding fathers, big deacon in a Baptist church, you know, big born-again Christian guy,
yeah.
You know, beats up his kid. And, like, my old man knew, like, this guy had a lot to lose. And I think he approached it that way. Like, hey, man, you got a lot to lose here. You should, you know, get your together. And cool your jets.
So I've talked about on the show before. I got two younger sisters, right? The older of the two, she's a sweetheart now.
Yeah,
like
the
best, very responsible. But she was a nightmare of a teen.
Yeah, I remember how she approached buying a car when she goes to a used car dealership. She got very animated.
I forget. What?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Because
she said like even Rich Hyde knew how to like calm her down and get her into a car.
Okay, no. So she had like this really good friend that she had met at school.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls were just not, they were not doing the right stuff.
They were tough kids.
Tough kids. It wasn't Annie.
No, but I mean, they were wild child.
Yeah, yeah. So my sister and my parents, you know, typical, like, and it got intense. So one night, my sister decides she's going to take off and she goes to her friend's house, right? And
didn't your father immediately start remodeling?
Yeah, he made the hole bigger of the roof. As much as I may talk about my childhood, like there was never a time in our home where it wasn't safe.
Yeah.
You know what I know what I mean? It's not like my parents were like actively like neglecting us.
Right.
This mother, who, how do I put this politely, would not have won Mother of the Year. The mother of this other girl.
Yeah.
Like this home was like a legitimately like, ooh.
Little kind chaos. Of,
called my mother, not to say, well, to tell her your daughter's here, but also to like, kind of like be like, hey, this is how you should be a mom.
Yeah, that's not the right approach.
And my I remember watching this phone call.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought my mother was going to drive over there and murder this woman.
Yeah, because it's so insulting. And it doesn't solve anything. You've actually added more gas to the fire if there is a fire.
Yeah, it was, but it was funny, too. Like one, it's inappropriate to do, period. But two, do you not have any self-awareness at all?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna see my sister today. I gotta ask her what happened to that girl. Watch her be like a state senator.
I know.
But that still could be bad.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You get older faster than you think you
will. Oh, yeah, time flies, buddy.
Men and women in their late 20s, early 30s even, they wake up one day, their bodies don't work the same, the reflection in the mirror looks a little different, and parts of you start to malfunction.
Okay.
The good news, modern medicine can give you back some of the stuff you lost.
Ooh, a little boost.
The bad news, sometimes you have to trade other things to get back that stuff that's gone.
Yeah, but you boost that juice, buddy.
But that's just
it. Back in the game.
That's just it. What juice you want?
I want all the good juice.
Can't have all the juice.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is sounding the alarm for men that are taking a drug to fight baldness. The drug is called...
You bald ass.
Okay.
Hey, I wasn't bald when I was 20 and 30,
again,
bro.
Again, glass houses, stoves,
bro,
et cetera.
I had beautiful hair when I was 20.
You don't anymore.
I'll tell you what, that hair got me laid, baby.
This drug is called finasteride, and it is commonly found in products made by companies like Hims and Keeps. Are you familiar with these?
Those are pills, right?
I don't know exactly how this drug is destroyed, because I know they have multiple products.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those two companies you see all the time advertising on television.
All right.
And they're essentially, they can write you prescriptions without you having to go make an appointment.
Like, so you could do it online.
Yeah,
kind of. And then they ship it to you.
You got it. If this is something that may be concerning for you, you need to check out what is on your, what you're taking with Hims and Keeps. Again, the drug is called finasteride.
So what's the backfire?
Apparently, this drug that fights baldness can cause erectile dysfunction.
Oh, but then you pop that pill.
Well, I don't know if you can take all of them at the same time.
Space them out.
Okay.
Give us little pill lockers.
Do not listen to what this man says medically.
So you could get a limp noodle.
Yes. Now, there's something a little funny here. The FDA says the hair loss drug can also contribute to anxiety, brain fog, depression, fatigue, insomnia, decreased libido, and testicular pain. I would argue all of those way worse than erectile dysfunction. But the headline, every headline I've seen with this is bald drug can cause erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about insomnia, fatigue, depression, all right?
Oily stool.
You got it.
Gambling fantasies.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So for guys, and this counts for any man that's hit 30, right? 252 WCMF. Your hair, your boner, which one matters more?
I'm going to say now it has to be your boner because, I mean, bald is not, it doesn't have the stigma that it had 50, 60 years ago.
I do think men are better at embracing the bald than they used to be. Like they'll just shave it all instead of hanging on to the little bit they have left.
If you were a bald guy in my day, if you were 20, 25, you were bald, hang it up.
Understood.
No woman wants you.
Look, I get that you're saying it from the chair you're sitting in now, as ancient as you are.
Mm.
If baldness didn't matter to guys in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, Hims and Keeps and other businesses like that would not be so massive.
So I thought it was for guys my age trying to save it. I didn't realize guys that young were trying to like.
No, I would think like probably the younger, the more likely they are to use something like that.
And every commercial you see, Kimmy, it's a guy in their late 20s to late 30s. I mean, again, I don't disagree with you.
You don't want to kill your, because you want your hair to get women.
Yeah, you would.
That's the only reason you want your hair is so you can get laid.
But here's the thing.
So you can't kill the beast, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, you talk all the time about how sad your hairline makes you.
Yeah.
But looking at your hairline also makes me sad, too.
Yeah.
There are so many guys that miss the hair they once had to the point where they'll go have surgery.
Oh, yeah. There's big business in that.
To get it back. Tommy, you don't see a lot of guys having surgery on their penises to make
it
better.
No.
I mean, I agree with you that the penis is obviously more important than the hairline.
You got to hold on to the stick.
Okay, but Everybody sees your hair.
Yeah.
Right? Very few people, unless you want to go to jail, are going to see your penis.
But it has to work.
Well, I don't know,
I can't
know,
be stuffing
I mean,
marshmallows here.
You could want your hair, to Pat's point, could affect your more than just your love life. Like, it could be, like, it could destroy your confidence overall. It could hurt you at work if, like, you know, you're bothered by it all day long.
Or if you get
feel
teased
like people
by
are
it.
Looking at it.
Yeah, like if someone were to say, like, you had, like, the forehead for a drive-in movie theater because your
Says Friar Tuck.
Or
I know what
like,
you got going on back there, hat boy.
Or they were to say, like, you couldn't drive a car over his forehead because the lines would ruin
I'm
your
I'm just
going to
grow it long, man. That's the way they're wearing it now.
Look, man, don't hate me because you're losing it from the worst possible spot.
Well, no, I want that salad dish you got growing on the top of your head.
Going on the top of your head. I can see
through.
Are we
having a hairline off right
I can see through the hair you have left on the top of your
but
head.
Your
hair looks like a 60-year-old broom.
But that's my hair is age appropriate. Some of you young guys, but I don't think you should. Well, I mean, that's a different argument, I guess. I just like, to me, I don't care about the bald if I got to surrender my penis.
Okay, but you may not be able to use your penis if you are bald or losing your hair. Because look, completely bald is one thing. Like Kimmy's husband, he shaves his head.
Yeah, yeah. He embraced the baldness very early in life.
And he looks damn good.
Yeah, but he built himself up. Got himself in shape, grew the beard, got a good job. He doesn't need the hair. You can improve whatever you got left.
Well, I think, but it's still hard to lose it, you know?
Yeah.
And there's one thing you're not thinking of, and this applies to both of us. There are some guys that don't look good bald. You got a weird shaped
head.
I know.
Is it that they don't look good bald, or you're just not used to it yet?
No, there are some heads that don't look good. My head does not look good bald.
I've never seen a bald, but I can't imagine it looking good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. So, like, if I were to, like, legitimately lose my hair...
Mm-hmm.
Like all the way around, I would have to keep what I had left just to look somewhat normal.
You wear the hats. You wear all your stupid ball
Or you keep
caps.
It really, really short. I think that's another key.
No, that could actually be worse. Like, because if you go totally bald in one spot and it's really short. And you ever see those guys that try to keep like the Marine haircut, but it's like totally gone on the top?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
25GWCMF. The FDA puts out a story yesterday saying a bald drug called finasteride, which is in some products made by the companies Hims and Keeps, may contribute to erectile dysfunction along with anxiety, brain fog, depression, fatigue, insomnia, decreased libido, and testicular pain. For some reason, erectile dysfunction was in every headline.
Yeah.
And it comes down to your hair versus your boner. There may be saving grace now for guys with bad hairlines.
Mm.
Are you guys familiar with the actor Walter Goggins?
Yes.
No.
You are.
He is.
Who is he?
You are. You just forgot what his name is.
He is Baby Billy in The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah.
And he is currently in White Lotus.
Yeah.
He is also the guy in the GoDaddy commercial pitching the Goggins goggles that you've probably seen.
Right.
He has become a sex symbol despite his bad hairline. Mm. In fact, there have been several women's magazines and websites writing articles about how he is making this hairline you have that
the
really bad
hairline.
Sexy.
Yeah, yeah, look at that.
Like we've
seen, that's what you need. You need celebrities and entertainers to. You just need one guy or gal to embrace like a weird feature, and then it kind of becomes like the hot new trend.
Yes, I mean we had Dad Bod Summer.
Yeah,
we had Short King Summer. You just need celebrity who's somewhat good looking to have your negative trait.
Okay,
or plays a cool role.
But like that Walter Goggins hairline thing ain't gonna last forever. You got to strike while the iron's
hot.
Well,
you got to jump on it, Tonto.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, I guess this all comes down to how old you are when it starts to get bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are going to be more understanding and less taken aback by a bad hairline or a Friar Tuck balding spot.
Yeah. Comes with aging.
But if you're one of these guys that went bald early.
They got screwed.
And it's tough for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, young women are not understanding of a bad hairline situation.
No, they don't want you.
But do you think because you're still young, like you can kind of pull it off better? Because like, think about it. Like, no?
No, this ain't.
I mean,
no, why are you bald?
Do you think our generation is going to be the one to wear the like backwards hat, baseball hats for like the rest of their lives?
Yeah, but there are some places you just can't. You go to a wedding, right?
True,
you go to work every day.
But I think like you could make it work for a little while.
I mean, there's a kid I went to high school with.
Yeah.
A kid, right? He had that widow's peak bald spot. Like yeah, right. And he was like 17.
Yeah.
And it made him look 15 years older, which was great for us getting beer, but not great when he was trying to get laid.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the young bald guy, then you are screwed. And I feel bad for those guys.
But you're sticking dong over hair.
You have to in the end. Because it all comes back to you getting
laid.
Yeah,
but when you get old, how much do you use it anyways?
The dong or the hair?
The dong.
Let me get my chart out.
The tiniest chart I've ever seen.
No, but it done in that last day.
Like, I would think as you get older.
The chart got bigger? Shut up.
Oh, everything got bigger last night.
I will
buddy.
Punch you in your giant foreheaded, no-haired head.
I think as you get
point,
older, you'd rather have the hair.
No. I mean, I still. No, because, like, you're still sexual. I'm still sexually active.
Are you?
In that outfit?
But you think. Hold on.
I've seen you
so
move.
So you think. You don't think I get laid anymore.
Oh, no, that was the question. You said sexually active.
Active, yes.
There is a difference between sexual and being active yes. while being sexual.
You don't think I'm sexually active?
I don't. And I don't want to think about you being sexually active.
You don't
active.
Think I can get after it?
Maybe annually. I don't know.
Wait, you think I only have sex once a year?
I don't want to say much more because I know your wife.
And we all feel bad for her.
Yes.
You did this. I mean, you did do this to yourself.
Why?
I'm talking to her. You only have yourself to blame here.
Well, I'm just saying. I would think like it's happening a lot less than it used to when
so
you were
you think
young
I'm
man.
So unattractive and I'm
no,
so old
say,
and ugly.
I didn't say old and ugly.
My body
you said
is so
old and
dysfunctional
ugly.
That I can't bring it
based anymore. On what you say about how your body breaks down over time, I wouldn't think that would be on the highest on your list of priorities.
You don't think I can bring it anymore?
Oh, no. There's no. Nobody thinks you can
I
bring
don't
it.
Think, I definitely not as often.
I think I'm pretty close to often bringing it.
Pretty close to often.
If that's a legal measurement.
Hear that, ladies? Pretty close to often.
I think I'm in pretty good physical health for
this. No, you're nailing it.
66-year-old guy, I take 7 pills.
You wear compression socks when you travel.
Do you have the compression socks on while you're doing it?
if they're requested.
Tommy's wearing his thigh-high copper fence.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I thought we were all in agreement
no,
on
no,
this.
No. Go on, hurtful woman.
Hurtful woman.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We recap Tommy's very special Tommy Tuzzle It Is draft edition.
Oh, boy.
With our good buddies in just a little while here in the break room on CMF. But before we get there, if you are going to watch the draft tonight.
Yeah, what did I do?
Well, you're going to need some snacks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And these might be the perfect solution.
Okay.
But here's the problem.
What's the problem?
All right, so you hate food fusion.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like mixing of any kinds
no,
of flavors or
I don't
anything
like this
like
mixing with your generation.
And Kimmy and I have been trying to sell you for years on why this is a good idea.
Mm. Yeah.
However, I tend to agree with Tommy on this one. Because
okay.
Pringles.
Gone too far.
Well, Kimmy, I'll ask you. Pringles has released a new line of chips.
Yeah.
They have gotten together with Miller Lite.
Hmm.
And they are doing beer-flavored chips.
Why?
Okay.
Now, it's not just straight beer.
Yeah.
Not just straight beer. The two that they are selling. It is a beer can chicken flavored chip.
Okay.
And then a beer brat flavored chip.
Wait, so it's beer brat chip. That's
yes.
too much.
Okay. That is not my concern here.
What is it?
If you can have a snack with beer,
yeah.
the snack shouldn't also taste like beer.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that fair?
Yeah. True, yeah.
Have the snack.
Still curious enough to try it, though.
Okay.
I still want to know
well,
what
you are
that
the snack.
Tastes like.
You are the snack queen.
Because, and I bring up beer cheese. You ever had beer cheese?
I have had beer cheese.
Okay.
And you can eat that with beer.
But I don't eat, it's not like I sit down with cheese and drink a beer.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
But I'm saying, like, let's say you're at a bar and yeah. somebody orders like beer cheese and, you know, pretzels or whatever for the table.
Totally different thing. Totally different
thing. You're drinking, but you're drinking a beer most likely while eating beer cheese.
Here's what I mean, though. Right. Have you ever had like a slice of American cheese while drinking a beer? Like, you know what I need with this beer? Cheese.
No.
Okay. Have you ever had chips while drinking a beer?
Absolutely.
Because those two go together.
Mm-hmm.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I still think you're wrong.
Okay.
I think if the food on its own goes with a beer,
right,
you cannot have beer flavored that.
Yeah.
Fair?
Right.
Because you saw something else. I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to. So Guinness makes their own brand of chips now.
Do the chips taste like Guinness?
I don't know, but it looks like it because they sell them with the Guinness right over there.
Well, that could be like these pair well with Guinness. Can we Google if the chips taste like Guinness?
I kind of assume they did.
Okay.
Because it looks, the whole logo of the bag looks like the can.
But you assume a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah, I did. I went to the comedy club with you one night. I was very disappointed.
He's very mad because I said all the pixie.
No, I'm mad
morning.
Because she thinks I don't bring it.
Well, yeah, no, everybody thought that. Are you surprised that people look at you and think that you don't have sex good?
Why would I not have sex good?
Hold on. Let me look you up and down. That's why.
I'm a smaller guy. I don't, you know, I'm gentle. I'm good.
You're the least gentle.
Why?
Okay.
We don't need him to defend this.
I'm not gentle.
This is going to get weird. Yes, Guinness flavored chips do taste like Guinness, but with a unique twist. They are not a direct replica of the beer, but rather capture its essence with a combination of roasted barley and hops.
Okay, so if I like Guinness,
right,
why would I eat chips that taste like
Guinness?
I'll just
get some Lay's.
Thank you. I want something that doesn't taste like that. And by the way, if you're selling
me... Are they not meant to be had with beer?
It just doesn't make sense
to me. Wait. They don't want you to have it?
No, she's asking.
I'm asking. Oh. I don't know.
Well,
I
they sell it right next to the beer, so I'm assuming you're grabbing those chips with your
but
brew.
You could eat those chips for lunch, right?
Yeah, and but they're not selling me that. The display is by the Guinness. It's not by the Lay's potato chips.
Like, let me put it this way, right? There are some places that sell, like, cheeseburger-flavored ice cream, like crazy ice cream.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a cheeseburger and then follow it up with a cheeseburger sundae. Like, those two things stand apart.
They're not necessary.
I'm bothered by this. By the way, these Pringles are, like, selling out all over the place.
But this is what you wanted, man. I love this guy. You push all this fusion, and then when it comes back to bite you, not in my neighborhood. I don't want no fusion in my neighborhood. Take it over to your neighborhood.
We're not bussing any beer chips into my kid's school district.
Driving down my property prices.